From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. UN officials say civilians in East Aleppo are in a state of extreme desperation. U.S. officials, United Nations officials, rather, are warning that civilians in eastern Aleppo are in a state of extreme desperation. They're calling for a humanitarian pause to allow safe passage of the seriously wounded out of the besieged Syrian city while allowing food and medicine to reach the estimated 500,000 people trapped inside. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
As time goes by, conditions for civilians trapped inside East Aleppo continue to deteriorate. The UN Special Advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, says at least 400 seriously wounded people need to be evacuated immediately so they can receive treatment.
Operations are now happening in basements without anesthesia. Imagine having your child rushed to an unsanitary basement and then being operated upon without anesthesia.
Egeland says the UN is scaling up its operations in the West and could be in a position from there to help civilians in the East. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Russia is ready to cooperate with the administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, adding that it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. Speaking during his annual State of the Nation address to the Russian Parliament and the Federal Council, Putin said cooperation between Russia and the United States in addressing global and regional issues is in the interest of the whole world. Said the two countries share responsibility for ensuring international security and stability. This is VOA News.